This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 14, written by Kurt Sellis. Sola Gratia, salvation by grace alone. From Ephesians 2. It is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. Perhaps the most familiar cry of the Reformation is that we are saved by grace alone. Opposing the position that we are saved by grace and good works, the Reformers firmly stated that our salvation comes only by God's grace. Consider the darkness of the human heart. If our salvation depended on the good we do, no one will be saved. Our very best works are like filthy rags, as Isaiah 64 verse 6 puts it. The Reformers found Paul's words in Ephesians crystal clear. Our salvation cannot be bought or earned by us. As a gift, it comes by grace alone. Grace means free and unmerited favor. Salvation is God's gift to us. Anything I might try to do to earn it would be ridiculously inadequate and completely unnecessary. You can't earn a gift. As Frederick Buechner put it, grace is something you can never get, but you can only be given. John Newton, who wrote the song Amazing Grace, was a former slave trader whose life God turned around. He learned that his salvation can only come by God's grace. Where should this amazing grace put us? It should drive us to our knees in awe and praise that God loves us. It should shape our thoughts and actions as we strive to love the one who loved us first. Will you pray with me? You know, Lord, how much we like to pay our own way. Help us remember and to be continually amazed that salvation is a gift from you. We could never earn it. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.